All righty. Terry coming down in 3, 2, and 1. Hi again, everybody. With Tribe Manager Terry Francona, this is Tom Hamilton. Welcome. It's the Manager Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank. The Indians win their fourth straight, another dominant pitching performance, and a nice sign to see Danny Salazar bounce back from basically just one bad inning in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, and that sometimes, you know, we when we played the Pirates, his line wasn't as bad. I mean, you know, it was worse than he pitched. We faced a good club, and he made some mistakes, and they started to make some adjustments, and he didn't, and he paid for it. And then last night he kind of reeled it in, and, you know, anytime you go 8 2/3, man, we'll take it. And he really pitched well. And, again, it kind of, you know, when your pitcher goes out there and doesn't give up any runs or gives up one run, every run you score is meaningful. And it allowed our offense to kick in gear enough where, you know, we get the bases loaded, we get a couple walks, a big hit by Brantley, and it turns into a good night.
How far has Danny Salazar come, Tito? Because it was like, what, a little over a week left in spring training, and you had sent him to Columbus. He made a couple of starts for the Clippers, and he goes into the All-Star break with over 100 strikeouts and 8 wins.
Good for him. You know, I think we all have always felt like the ceiling was very high, but there were some inconsistencies in the way he was going about it. Doesn't mean he's a great kid. We just wanted him to be consistent because we thought there was so much in there, and we can't miss with guys like that. And now you're starting to see what he can do. And the more consistent he is, man, it makes the glass look awful full.
What do you think he's done maybe that you hadn't seen a year ago?
I think the biggest thing is it's consistency in every day, and he's not going from one start to the next feeling different. He's holding his stuff pretty much every outing, and he's getting, you know, with repetition, he's throwing a better changeup, his breaking ball. He's not throwing just a get-me-over fastball or breaking ball to the wrong hitters. And, again, that's with experience comes knowledge of the league and knowledge of yourself.
It's amazing, too, when you get deep into games with your rotation like you have now for, oh my gosh, it's been more than 2 weeks, but it's really jumped out at us the last couple of weeks. Sure makes the bullpen look a lot better, doesn't it, Terry?
You know, when I look at my little bullpen sheet and there's blanks there, that means guys aren't tired and you can match up how you want. You're not worried about getting a guy up and down because he's pitched too much, and it's good for everybody. If the guys in the bullpen haven't pitched good enough, that's a good thing.
Is Carlos Santana playing with more energy, enthusiasm here?
He looks like it, you know, defensively and offensively. He hit the triple the other night, and you saw him pop up at third, and then he made the diving play at first. That's good because we need that from Carlos. He's too good a player. He's too good a hitter to stay where he's hitting, you know, 210, 215. We need him right in the middle of our lineup to be a force in there, and it looks like he's starting to show signs of that.
And I think it's safe to say, isn't it, Terry, you can't go out and trade for the kind of hitter that his potential that he does have.
No, because we all know, you look at his track record, he's going to get all good players get to their level, and it'll be fun because he's not going to hit singles doing it, and there's a lot of production in that bat. And when it comes, can you have the switch hitter that's sitting in between left-hand hitters? It's that big connector between the top of the lineup and the back of the lineup, and we need him desperately.
Terry, what is the biggest difficulty and what is the biggest key when you face a guy like a Chris Bassitt tonight that you've not seen before?
Well, you can look at all the reports you want. We certainly know velocity, what breaking balls he throws, and there's video. But until you get in the batter's box, you really don't know how much the ball gets up on you. Or, you know, the pitcher always has the advantage until you've faced him a little bit. And, again, you know, the idea is to see as many pitches as you can the first time around and just, you know, so you don't give them easy outs. And then hopefully you're scoring, but also second time you face them, third time, you got a little bit more of an idea.
You know, when the week began, you emphasized, hey, we need to be going 100 miles an hour into the break. It looks like the club has taken that message.
I hope so. I mean, we got 2 days left, and you just can't ease into the break. There's nothing worse than easing into the break. And, you know, the break is when you take your break. You got to go 100 miles an hour, and then you just come to a screeching halt. And that's the way we need to do it. And so far, so good.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona. That's the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the Indians and the A's coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.